And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration appears to be trying to clear up any confusion about where the United States and NATO allies stand on a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden's been heavily criticized for saying yesterday the response would depend on what Russia does.
It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
That worried both Ukraine and NATO members. In Germany, Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to great pains in saying if any Russian military forces move into Ukraine and commit new aggression,
that will be met with a swift, severe united response.
Blinken will meet tomorrow with his Russian counterpart, but says not to expect any quick resolution to what he describes as a moment of great urgency for the world. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury Department levied new sanctions Thursday against four Ukrainian officials, including two current members of parliament who administration officials say are part of a Russian influence effort to set the pretext for further invasion of Ukraine. The sanctions name parliament member Taras Kosak and Oleg Voloshin and two former government officials. According to Treasury, all four have been intimately involved in disinformation efforts by Russia's Federal Security Service, known as the FSB. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the four men were at the heart of a Kremlin effort begun in 2020 to degrade the ability of the Ukrainian state to independently function. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.89%, the S&P 500 falling 1.1%, and the NASDAQ dropping by 1.3%. This is VOA News. A massive explosion in western Ghana has killed an unknown number of people and flattened buildings after a truck carrying explosives to a gold mine collided with a motorcycle. Video posted from the scene showed a large, smoldering blast site with buildings reduced to rubble and twisted metal. The deputy director of the National Disaster Management Organization said 500 buildings had been destroyed. Ghana's president tweeted that it was a truly tragic incident, and I extend on behalf of the government deep condolences to the families of the deceased. The explosion in Apiata occurred when a motorcycle went under a truck owned by a company called Maxim that was carrying explosives en route to the Chirano gold mine. Liberian President George Weah has declared a three-day period of mourning after 29 people, including 11 children and a pregnant woman, died in a stampede at a religious gathering in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Media reports say the disaster occurred in the poor suburb of New Crew Town on Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Liberian media reported that robbers wielding knives and machetes attacked the worshippers, and that might have triggered the stampede. Details about the incident remain sketchy. Local media say the event was a Christian prayer gathering, known in Liberia as a crusade, that was held on a football pitch in New Crew Town. Such meetings typically gather thousands of people in Liberia, a highly religious country where a majority of the population of 5 million is Christian. A report on sexual abuse in a German diocese has faulted former Pope Benedict. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The long-awaited report on sexual abuse in Germany's Munich diocese has identified Pope Benedict XVI's handling of four cases when he was archbishop in the 1970s and 1980s. The law firm that drew up the report says that Benedict strongly denies any wrongdoing. The material was commissioned nearly 2 years ago with a mandate to look into abuse between 1945 and 2019 and whether church officials handled allegations correctly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 3 months as the fast-spreading Omicron variant disrupted the job market. Jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000 to 286,000, the highest since mid-October, according to the Labor Department. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out weekly volatility, rose by 20,000 to 231,000, the highest since late November. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.